Chris Cottrell with you here on Saturday morning, a great Saturday morning if you're Gearing head football coach Todd Eckert or a member of the Gearing football program or family, talking with Coach Eckert right now. Coach, different feeling for you on a Saturday morning?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time coming, and we're enjoying it.
Let's kind of go back. I know a lot of times coaches like to look back at the week and say maybe it was a harbinger of things to come. What was the week of practice like for you guys? Did you sense maybe this was coming? How'd you feel going into the ball game last night?
Well, I was a little nervous because Tyler Pozanka got hurt on Tuesday. And then, you know, we had an okay Tuesday practice. And Wednesday we looked pretty good. And Thursday was a pretty good Thursday. But, you know, it was kind of like every other week where we think, okay, we've got this one. So I don't know if it wasn't any different than any other. We just, you know, the kids came out and played hard.
You know, two Fridays ago, I was home. I watched you guys on TV while I had Scottsbluff Lexington stream pulled up on my computer. I really thought against Hastings, you guys had gotten over the hurdle of effort, energy, passion, sideline excitement. It looked like guys were engaged, but then my thought was, how do you get over that next hurdle of making winning football plays? What allowed you guys to get that job done last night?
It was basically just the kids believing in themselves, and we've been saying it since the jump, where, hey, we know how good you are. You just got to know how good you are and just play to your fullest potential and play hard, and no matter what happens, just keep coming after it. And you know, they finally bought in and said, you know, we're not gonna talk about it. We're gonna be about it, and it was a team win.
And listening with your pregame with Jeff a couple of days ago, and you've been preaching this theme from day one, and it's been a big root of all the struggles is good offensive line play. It sounded like you challenged the kids, and basically just left jobs up for grabs throughout the week of practice. How'd those guys respond?
They responded big, and so we had a lot of competition this week, and it was really, really good, and those kids played their tails off. You know, last night I thought we had, you know, great offensive line play. We had some plays that didn't go so well, but to their credit, they came back, and the next play we're getting yards, and they kept people off of Janacek when we needed to pass, and they were opening big holes for Rochlo and Khan.
Yeah, I'm looking at the paper right now. Those two combined for 226 yards. I'm guessing this is the best rushing night you've had at Gearing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, Janacek had quite a few yards too. So, you know, when we add those up, it's going to be pretty good.
I'm sitting in the press box at Scottsbluff. My kid, obviously, over at Gearing watching the football game, texts me, we're up 6-0. Tell me about the first scoring play, what led up to it, the play itself, and the feeling as you actually got a touchdown on the board to take a lead early.
Well, we ran a little bootleg, and I told Janacek, I said, if you can run it and get the first down, run it. And he rolls out, and he had a guy in his face, and I was like, well, this isn't good at all. And he kind of just lobs it up, and Garrett Kahn made a great play, and it was two juniors just making a play for us, and it really got us going.
6-0 all the way to the break. What was the atmosphere like in the locker room? Probably something you'd never seen or experienced before from this group of kids or in your time at Gearing, knowing that you could be on the precipice of something here.
Yeah, going in, I think the younger kids were all jumping around. They were all excited, but the older kids came in and quieted them down real quick and said, hey, we're not done. We still got a half. And it was pretty focused, and we made some adjustments and said, you know, we just got to go out and win the second half now. And you know, came out in the third quarter and gave up a couple of touchdowns. But to the kids' credit, they, you know, they didn't flinch. They said, okay, we got this, and got after it.
I mean, what's that like seeing a group of guys be able to respond to adversity when, after everything that's gone on and all the struggles, you fall behind? They could have easily just said, once again, not going to be our night. We'll figure it out later. But like you said, to their credit, respond, and you get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, that was kind of our MO. And when one bad thing happens, it just kind of, we shut it down and say, okay, well, maybe it's next week. You know, the kids said, you know, we got this. And there wasn't anybody that was panicked, and they went up by a score, and we could have hung our heads and said, well, here it is, and we're not going to get it because this is a really good team. But it was, everybody was fired up, and they're like, we got this. And the offensive line was, hey, let's go and get behind us. And the backs ran hard, and defense stepped up when they needed to. So it was good to see, because we had been, telling them, you know, we can only do so much for you. At some point, it's got to be the leader stepping up and leading, and that's what happened last night.
Your defense has really been stepping up, to use that phrase again. You guys have been forcing a lot of turnovers, and it continued last night.
Yeah, Coach Hutch and the rest of the defensive coaches really do a good job with that. They got better once I fired myself from the defensive coordinator last year, so that's it's probably a good thing. But, no, those kids played really good, and they got after people. And Shattern is a really good passing team, and we gave up a couple of big plays here or there, but nothing what they're capable of. So it was good to see. They couldn't get the running game going, so they had to pass. And, you know, when we needed it, we got pressure, and we had some big plays on defense to really help us out.
And it's not like a bad football team came into your place last night. Shattern was 3-0. They're well coached. A lot of continuity on their staff. They've been there doing it a long time. So everybody kind of has just grown up and just morphs into part of their program. So to beat a team like Shattern's got to feel good. I could care less about what class or anything like that they are. They're a good football team.
Oh, no, absolutely. They are well coached, and their kids play hard, and they do a really good job. So, yeah, it's not like they came in and they were 0-3 and hadn't scored a point all year or anything like that. So they that's a good team, and we were we're glad to get the win, and that's, to beat a team of that caliber is really good.
So the play, you're able to eventually get the touchdown and then the 2-point conversion. What was that design? What was that play call? And how did it all break down?
To tie it up, let's see. We just ran a quarterback sneak for the touchdown, and then they kind of wedged everybody in there. And I thought, well, you know, if we can hit it off tackle, we should be good. And so we ran a little counter to Rochlow, and he just scoots right in. So, that it worked out for us. We kind of set one thing up with another and tied it up. And it was, I was just thinking, hey, we've got to make sure we get this one in and tie this thing up, because I don't know how many more chances we're going to get at this.
So when you get that tying 2-point conversion, was that really the first time maybe you thought this is going to happen?
Well, I thought it was going to happen. We were up 6-0, but then we got down 14-6. So we start thinking, well, okay, how are we going to make this comeback happen? I really thought once we got the next stop on defense, I thought, okay, we're getting this. And then of course we go 3-and-out and have to punt, and I start thinking, well, okay, we just need one more stop from the defense, and we got it. So it was, I don't know if there was doubt in our mind, but we were leaning on our defense there in the fourth quarter to get stops and get our offense back on the field.
You eventually punch it in. You get the win. I see some of the videos on social media of the celebration on the field. I mean, as a head coach that's been leading this group of guys and this program, and you're the face of Gearing football, these losses pile up. And at the end of the day, as a head coach, you know you're looking in the mirror at yourself. What was it finally like to have that just big burden go off the back?
It was a big relief, and I felt real good for those kids that have been in the program for 4 years that it stuck it out, and they worked their tails off. And I said, hey, it's not happening yet, but it will. You just got to believe. And a lot of those kids bought in fully, and it was a fun moment for them. And everybody's just like, well, it was just one win, and you guys are going bananas. And I was like, well, yeah, I don't think you really understand the relief. And I think it was just a big sigh of relief and for the kids in the program and the school and the community to finally get over the top and get that win, and really happy for those kids.
I know how coaches can be. How long did you give the kids to enjoy it before you have to move on to Aurora?
Well, it's just like a loss. I always tell them, hey, we've got 24 hours, win or lose, and then we got to get back after it. So they've got about, let's see, I don't know, maybe 12, 13 more hours to enjoy it, and then we got to get to Aurora.
That's great stuff. And then I think getting the monkey off your bat and actually getting in the win column, I think that probably makes all of a sudden a few more games on the schedule look winnable.
Once you learn how to win, then it becomes kind of okay, we know how to do this. We can come and play with just about anybody. And, the way we did it, we were up early, then we got down and had to come back and tie it, and then we eventually win it. So I think that was a really good way to do it, because now we know we can come from behind. We can get stops when we need it. We can get big first downs on fourth down when we need it. So there's a lot of lot of things we can take away from it to build on.
You talked about Quentin filling in for Tyler at quarterback. So you're able to not only break the streak and get the win, but you do it with a quarterback making his first start in a big time game. Talk about the guts he showed last night.
He had some unbelievable, just some moxie we hadn't seen from him. Sometimes we were afraid he'd be a little too anxious and stuff like that, but he was making plays all over the field. He had that huge pass to score the first touchdown. He had a great block on Jacob Rochelow's run. Rochelow was cutting it back, and Q got out in front of him and blocked one kid to let him get 10 more yards, and then he had a couple of quarterback sneaks, one of which was stuffed, and he bounced to the side and got the first down by a few inches. So that was a huge deal in one of our drives. And so he played, very, very well. And we were really happy to see him, kind of take that leadership role and go out and do as well as he did.
I know at the Scotts Bluff game when they announced the score, plenty of the Scotts Bluff fans got up on their feet with almost like a standing ovation. I mean, I know these are rivals, but we live in the same community. We're about, the schools are, what, 6-7 miles apart, and I think everybody probably feels good that there's success happening for others right here in our own backyard.
Right, I think so, too. There's a lot of people from Scotts Bluff that had, we go over there and play. They said, hey, stick with it. You guys are doing good things and stuff like that. And I think it never hurts to have both teams be really, really good, and that just kind of adds to it, and we can all take pride in both communities doing well.
Gearing head football coach Todd Eckert in the win column for the first time in his tenure as head coach here at Gearing, and I think it's really nice you come up and you stop this thing before you get to 4 calendar years.
Yeah, it was big, because it was kind of weighing on me and the coaches and the kids, and they couldn't go down. They couldn't go through the school, and I couldn't go downtown without hearing, "Hey, you guys got to get a win this year." So now we don't have to answer those questions. It'll be, "Hey, can you guys get another win this year?" So that's and we'll be working on that starting today.
The streak is over. Gearing in the win column. Head coach Todd Eckert. Coach, congratulations. Couldn't be happier for you, the kids, and everybody involved. Enjoy the rest of your coffee and enjoy your college football Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Chris.